And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly. This is Adventures in WooWoo, and we are doing some more 47th one-card divination readings for the good people over on Patreon. If you would like in on this, then just join the Patreon at level 2 and above, and you will get access to some divinations that we do at the beginning of the month as a thank you for all your support during the month. You good people of Patreon. It goes from 1 cards, 3 cards, 5 cards and 9 card readings. But these are going to be the 1 card readings. And we're going to be using the newest version of the 40 Servants deck, which is exactly the same as the other versions of the 40 Servants deck, other than it has a different back. And why does it have a different back? Well, it means that you can do reversals. Blind reversals. You can do reversals with any versions of the decks, but you're going to know you're going to be doing a reversed card before you do it, which, you know, does that really matter? But the aesthetics of it are more pleasing to me, anyway, by doing a card backing that works both ways. So, let's get into this. Grayson asks, what do I need to be aware of this month? That's a card sticking out if ever I've seen one. The Witch. Magic. So what do you need to be aware of? You need to kind of look out for magic, I suppose. Look out for the different things that are being presented to you. There's that old thing, and I could go on about it so much that you're probably sick of me saying it, Grayson, but that from the Satanic Rules, Aunt LeVay's Satanic Rules. I think they're the rules. He's a number of lists. Let's say they're the rules. But it's the idea that if you get something from magic and then you say that you didn't get it from magic, the magic will be taken away from you. And by that, I don't personally mean that or think that he means that the actual magic thing will be taken away. But the actual, you know, like if you wanted a car and you magicked and you got a car and then he says, oh shit, that wasn't magic, that the car would be taken away from you. I think he means the magic will be taken from you. And I think the idea of living in an enchanted world or a re-enchanted world involves having to cultivate this kind of stuff. And that means doing magic, looking out for the magic and allowing the magic. And when magic appears, to acknowledge the magic. So this would seem like you have been asked to acknowledge the magic or maybe do some magic. But what you need to be aware of, you need to be aware of the magic. So you must acknowledge the magic. So his Vinceness. Hope you're doing well, Vince. His Vinceness, what should my focus be in December? Okay. The opposer. Opposition. Things that are holding you back. But of course, not, you know, it's not shadow work. It's not yourself. It's not your limiting beliefs. It's actual things out there in the world that are holding you back or in some way pushing against you. I suppose in many ways, there's two cards in the 40 Servants deck that are arguably representations or at least slants towards Saturn. This would be one, and the Father would be one as well. I could make a case for both. And in this with the opposer, it feels like that's, it's that kind of Saturnian oppositional energy. But often we think with the Saturn stuff is that it's done in order for you to grow in some way, you know, that the pressure's put on you so you become a diamond. But with the opposer, I suppose, while that could be true, there always just seems like it's needless opposition. It's kind of opposition for the sake of opposition. It's like the Karen energy. It's the someone who's very procrustean at work, who is, you know, a real stickler for the rules for no reason other than to be a dick. And so within that, though, however, there is the opportunity to learn and grow and become, you know, the diamond all the same. But so it's just look at the things that are opposing you, be that laws, be that work-related stuff, or, you know, the actual limitations of the world or what's going on, you know, or materialism and stuff like that. So what's the actual wording of your question is, what should my focus be? Where you've been opposed? Where are the things? And even if it's like sometimes you won't be able to do anything about it, sometimes you will, and sometimes you just have to you know, counter it as well. But that's what your focus should be on, the things that are opposing you. In a Saturnian way and in a needless Karen way. Rory, what is the best next step on my journey? What is Rory's next best step? The card is jumping now. Levitator. So your next thing is best step. It's somewhat become slightly aloof in it as well. And it's, I suppose it's kind of saying that you need to look at it from a different angle, look at it from above, that it's hard to really make the decision of what your next best step may be from within it. It's hard to see the solution to an argument when you're in the middle of shouting, well, you know, at someone, or someone shouting at you. It's only when you step out of it. And sometimes that's the same with situations, that you need to rise above it. Or another way, because it's rising above, is not to be so annoyed by it, embedded by it, or let it get to you as much. You know, and as regard next best step, say that was career, it'd be like, well, maybe just don't, not exactly worry about it, but just kind of go, well, just, it's not exactly go with the flow, but it's just kind of go, okay, just for the minute, let's just step out of it. That's, you know, and just see what happens. You know, rather than kind of forcing it, pushing it. There's a relaxed, nonchalant kind of attitude to the levitator, that he's not involving himself in the day-to-day stuff. It's like if you're in an office and everyone's bickering, everyone's giving out and everything, it's just like not doing that. Just not being annoyed by it. Certainly not bringing it home. You know, just not getting embedded in whatever the situation is. It's rising above it. It can also mean being the better person, the bigger person, rising to the occasion. You know, that if there's an argument, that you rise up and become, you know, the thing. Or it could mean that you could, you know, like when in a situation you need to rise up and be the leader, or in sometime take a loftier position. So, yeah. Something along those lines. I have my phone on a new power setting and it goes off, so I have to keep unlocking my phone to see your questions. And what is my next best step? Upwards and out of whatever kind of drama is going on. Be that your own drama or drama around you. Max, what's the best approach to improving my physical self? I'm not sure if you can hear all the noise in the background, but I'm in the sitting room doing this at preschool. We have a preschool in the house here, is on. So all the kids are shouting. But this is the only opportunity I have today to do these videos. And this is the best place to do them for the camera angle. Anyway, totally avoiding Max's question. What's Max's best approach to improving his physical self? The medium. Okay, so this would be one when saying that rather than having some sort of inner feel or need to prove something to yourself or to reward yourself, go, this will be great for me. It's like very much, how much better will it look, you know, will I look, will I appear to other people? Like, say, for instance, I know Max, your job you have and stuff like that, that if you're presenting yourself, say you were, I don't know, £6 million and you were, you know, not very unfit and didn't wash yourself and, you know, you didn't look after yourself, and people coming in from a very kind of looking to you to help them with their health, and they would say, well, he doesn't particularly look healthy, what am I going to learn from him or whatever? So if you can kind of see that from the approach of, it would not only would it help your physicalness and your wellness and your health and your healing and all that, it would also work very well towards your PR, to how people view you, about the type of person you are and you present yourself and the type of job you do, and kind of see the whole thing as a bit more holistic rather than just going, oh, you know, I'd like to be a bit more healthy because, you know, I'm meant to be, or, you know, I'm sick of, I don't know, whatever it is, my knees cracking when I stand up, or whatever it is. I don't know what your physical needs and wants and goals are. Yeah, so rather than just its focus being on you, that thing that you're meant to never kind of, you know, well, what would other people think of me? But other people think of you in regards to who you are presenting yourself to be. Like if you were trying to, you know, if you were a doctor and every time you went into the doctor, he was smoking, you wouldn't really, you know, the PR of the situation is incongruent. You know, what they're presenting and what they're trying to teach you is two different things of what they're offering you. So look at it holistically and how you're presenting and how you're, let me just double check your question. best approach. Yeah, approach it as a PR exercise and see how that goes. Ladina, my birthday is on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Ladina. Hope it's your best birthday yet. What do the 40 say about the next year for me?
Okay.
The dead. You're going to die in the next year, Ladina. No, what I'd say is the thing about the dead, unlike the tarot, where death is never about death, other than when it is about death, the dead is not about death. It's about learning and previous experience and what kind of, even what you've learned from your family, what your actual ancestors can teach you and something. So I think what this is kind of saying that for your birthday and the year going in is there's some form of taking stock of all things and things coming to an end in the sense of you understand them or that cycle is over or, you know, you've assimilated. That's kind of it. A lot of stuff that's coming up and it kind of feels like it's... you know, the kind of the end of a thing because you understand it, because it makes sense and because you've learned from it rather than, you know, like if it was depleted, it would be the end of something because it's run out of energy. It's just kind of an understanding, a knowledge that you will gain in this year because of things from the past and become learning and things becoming more into focus because of, you know, experiences and stuff that you've had. So, yeah, learning from the ancestors as well, of course, and learning from your past and learning a bit more about who you are and your place in the world. And yet again, happy birthday. Sarah. Sarah, there you go. Where should I focus my energy this month? The saint. Now, the obvious answer here is to focus your energy, because the saint represents obviously you know, an intermediary or someone who has, you know, the ear of higher beings or higher people. Where should I focus my energy? Being the expert, being the no, I don't think. I think it's just that the plan. You have to put your trust in other people, or not try to do everything. That's it. Not try to do everything by yourself. That it's okay to ask for help, to offload, to hand over something to someone who can do it. Just because you can't do it in the moment, or you don't have the skills, or whatever. That thing I would say, like, don't try and fix your own taps. Hire a plumber. And it's something along those things of not being afraid to let go of some of the things you need to do, you know, or some of your responsibilities or some of your tasks or some of your work or be okay to say, I don't know the answer to that question, and ask someone who does. One of the biggest things in my life was when I was back in the days when I was a sound engineer. I suppose I am some sort of sound engineer now, but when I was doing live work, and I used to go into all the different venues and stuff, and I used to absolutely fill myself full of anxiety, pretending that I knew how all of the equipment worked in every single venue I went in. Excuse me. But of course, how could I? You can't know everything. And one day I just decided, and rather than pretending that I would pretend to the in-house engineers or whoever it was that I knew everything, I just started asking questions. What's this? What's that? What's that? And rather than what I thought would happen is that they'd look down on me or think that I was, you know, didn't know what I was at, I actually just learned how to do things. So that was my offloading of feeling the need that I had to always know everything all the time, or at least pretend that I knew everything all the time. And as soon as I let that go, I actually learned everything. You know, that's when my true learning started. So don't be afraid to say you don't know. Philip. What should I be aware of this month? Okay. The road opener. There's something that's going to appear that is new and is going to lead you in a direction that hasn't been available to you before. Some sort of new avenue, new route, new opening, new opportunity. The way ahead is clear with this. And sometimes he's present themselves as something, you know, goes, well, I'm not really into that. This is, you know, those type of things, I'll just say yes to everything because you don't know where it's going to end up. That's terrible advice for most of the time. But sometimes you do have to kind of let yourself go in a direction that you wouldn't normally do in order to get something new and, you know, less stale into or fresh. To use a more positive slant on it, something less stale. Yeah, fresh. You know, so that to just let kind of don't go too far. Don't say yes to everything, whatever, but just kind of go, all right, this looks like it might be leading somewhere that I don't really know, but I've been aware that there's some sort of opportunity presenting itself. So just be on the lookout for that. But it doesn't mean that you suddenly have to then go and do everything that comes up. Like if you suddenly get the opportunity to be a chimney sweeper and it's something you really deplore or have no interest in or can't see anything, maybe say no. But if there's something kind of tangential to what you're doing that you can, you go, well, this might be a bit of fun, or this might open up thing. This might meet, you know, might, if I go to this party, don't really know people, I might meet some interesting people or something like that. So it's not a huge career changing thing, but it is an opportunity for something new and fresh to appear if you take it. Jane, I've been asked to make a decision about a relationship. I'm not sure what way to go. What comment can the servants offer? Okay. Decision about a relationship, what way to go? Lots of cards jumping out. The idea. So there is within this situation something like a seed of something that can lead somewhere else, or that can lead to something bigger, or can lead to the answer or whatever. There's something that needs to be cared for, cultivated, fertilized, watered, something that needs to be focused on that's very small or is kind of buried there or new, you know. And I suppose within a relationship, I don't know what the nature of the relationship is, what's good, is could this blossom into something else? If it's a bit shit now, could it, is there the seeds within it? Is there the nutrients within it for this to turn into something else? If not, then fair enough. But if there is, then it's something that's worth working on. This would suggest, I suppose, that there is something there that's worth working on, or something that's presenting itself or something. But of course, it could be what's presenting itself is removing yourself from the relationship or whatever it is the seed that allows you to grow into something else, or allows the other person to grow into something else, that this is the time that plant yourself in fertile ground and remove yourself from the, you know, the bad place or whatever, or the inhospitable ground, whatever. Only you will know that kind of thing. But it's saying there's something within this where you have to look at the growth, the potentiality, the future, the new idea, and cultivate that. Alex, how can I help someone this month? The moon. I'm not telling lies, Alex. It could be the beacon of hope for someone. Certainly what the moon would represent, be the light in the darkness. Doesn't even have to be your own light. The moon doesn't have its own light. But reflect something that gives someone hope, or allows them to see the light at the end of the tunnel, or the way forward. It could also be that you can in some way shatter the illusion of something so people see something more clearly. You know, make them aware of some falsehood or something that isn't real. But to me, it feels it's something to do with hope and to spur someone on and to make them, I don't know, big them up a bit or something, or just give them something, you know, something to look forward to focus on, to guide them. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Just the smallest delight. Arthur, I'm going to have a significant birthday this month. Happy birthday, man. It's often the case when one of these things come along, I feel like starting an entirely new chapter of my life. What should the general theme of my new chapter be? I feel like that a bit like with haircuts. could be a new me. Certainly know what it feels like, the big birthday too. Okay, what should the theme of Arthur's next epoch be? Here we go. Devil. Shadow work, I suppose, it would be the key there. Looking at yourself, or looking what it is, you know, that you are holding yourself back from, or what is that you're telling yourself that is holding you back, that is restricting you, that is limiting you. What are the thoughts about the world that you have, the thoughts about yourself, thoughts about your family, your life, your surroundings, your age, the new epoch? That there's something that until you release it or let it go, you're not going to have the full expression of yourself. That's not to say there's anything wrong with you or you're broken or that there's anything that needs fixing or anything in those type of things. It's that you're in some way not allowing something, because you think that by not allowing it is a better idea than allowing it, that it makes you, say, a better person, a safer person, whatever it is. And that is something that you could have to look at. So the theme then of the next stage or the next bit is letting go and not holding on to all of these things, just allowing all the stuff, the restrictions, the self-imposed criticisms, all of these things, as much as you can, just to go away, to fall away, to stop binding you. So yeah, unbinding. Look what man, with that man, that can be both infinitely rewarding but infinitely tough. BE, how can I energetically put a stake in the ground at my work? Two cards jumping out here. Boom. Okay, interesting. How can I energetically put a stake in the ground at work? I doubt it means have a new idea to go in and be nude at work. But I think it's be comfortable, something to do with being comfortable within yourself, in your physicalness. So if you have an office, if you work in an office, make sure that your surroundings, your desk, all these things are conducive to you, that they make you feel at home or welcome or feel good about yourself, you know, that you're have like photos around you that where you know, of your family or yourself that make you feel good about yourself, that there is a need to feel comfortable physically, but also like in a kind of a, also like a sexual way, that you feel attractive, that you feel beautiful, or I don't know the exact word is here. Not showing off or not trying to, you know, everyone fancying you or anything like that, but to not feel the opposite of feeling bad about yourself. You know, you feel good about yourself. I'm presenting myself well. I look well. I dress well. I feel well. All of those things. And so that's the new idea of that is that's to present, you know, to bring that in, to fertilize that, to water that, to see that as a seed, and to, I suppose, then to express yourself through that. And I mean, I'm sure there's more to it than just, you know, making your desk pretty or whatever. It'll be your dealings with whatever your situation. I don't know if I'm just going with the example of working in an office, you know, dealing with your colleagues, dealing with the people around you and all of that. But just to have a kind of a feel of being comfortable in your skin, feeling good about yourself, and in some way, this will lead to, or this will at least help, you know, what's the exact quote you have here? Put a stake in the ground. Put a stake in the ground at my work. Yeah. So if you feel good at work, then I suppose that's it. Or you're, so yeah, that's what I think. Abraxas, what should I improve upon this month? The opposer. that which is opposing you, standing up for yourself, I suppose, a bit more, or being aware of what's opposing you and knowing what your options are. You can oppose it back, you can try to get rid of it, or you can just walk away from it. But being better at, I suppose, conflict maybe, or... See, I'm kind of hesitant because it would be that would be more the domain of the protester. Maybe being the opposer then. What should I improve upon this month? Being the opposer. Stand, you know, like if being the person who you know, if these say you're at work or whatever, and there's rules that are always been broken, or you know, there's not a standard that's been picked up or been done by people to, you know, kind of instill that to stop people doing these things. That there's some, you know, see the things that you think shouldn't be done, rules that aren't being followed, and make sure that they're followed, standing up, doing stuff like that. Just have a general kind of feel of oppositional, where you're being opposed, where you should be opposing, and have a look around that and become better at, I suppose, confrontation and being okay with that, or being more confrontational. Oppositional. Again, Saturn type stuff as well. Craig, which servant should I put in my soul this December? The mother. So nurturing, caring, being good to yourself, looking after yourself, looking after the people around you, being helpful, being making sure people's needs and your own needs are being taken care of. You know, but also this idea of that, you know, that you're something's growing within you. So to nourish the kind of maybe the person you're becoming, or, you know, to allow yourself to develop and grow. And to be the kind of, not necessarily conduit for that, because you wouldn't say that a mother is a conduit to a baby, but she's the vessel. Be the vessel for that. Vessel. It doesn't seem right, but in this case, I'm not trying to insult mothers. We say you're merely a vessel. It's not what I mean. But like that, if you're trying to apply that to yourself, then whatever it is that's trying to manifest through you, be the vessel of that and allow it and nourish it and take care of it and take care of everyone around you and put the mother in your soul and the mother energy. That caretaker energy. Ian, are there any major obstacles in my way this coming month? This is kind of worded in a yes or a no way, Ian, so see if there's a better way of asking that. What does Ian need to know about obstacles, I suppose? Do you need to protect yourself, what I mean? So that would say there might be some sort of obstacles that can be either avoided or at least mitigated in some way by protecting yourself from it. That don't assume that things are going to be easy or plain sailing or just going to happen, that in some way you're going to have some protection in there. Yeah, you know, like don't drive your car without insurance, that type of stuff. That you need to protect yourself in some way from obstacles. Not that it's anything terribly bad, maybe terribly bad, but you have to in some way acknowledge that the obstacles are going to be there and to protect yourself in case they do arrive. Okay. Finally, DT. Would it be net positive in my life to move out of my family home, even if I end up somewhere poorer? Is it a good decision, a better decision long term for DT to move out of his family home, or even medium term? Let's see. That's it. Yes. Gatekeeper. So it's saying that, you know, moving out, and please don't base your entire decision on this one card reading. Take it as advice from a friend rather than the word of God. You know, there's a lot more factors involved and a lot more things than just the gatekeeper. Strictly speaking though, gatekeeper would say it's a good idea to move out because it opens up somewhere else. You know, and even getting the fact that you're talking about moving out and a key comes up, the key to someone new, unlocking the gates, you're going to let yourself be available for other opportunities and more vistas, wider vistas and a bigger gamut of things by moving out or changing your scenery. And it doesn't really, it doesn't mention anything, I suppose, obviously about being poor or anything. So it's not a prediction in that way. Just saying that you could do with some new doors being opened and take that whatever way you want, I suppose. So, good people of the internet, that is the one card readings for another month. As I said at the beginning, if you want in on this, then just join the Patreon from level 2 onwards. And you'll get a 1-card, 3-card, 5-card, or 9-card reading. These are the 1-card readings. They are the most popular ones. And again, this is the new deck. Exactly the same as the old deck, apart from the back, where you can do reversals. And no reversals come up. So that is that. Again, apologies for any of the noise that you can hear in the background. Hopefully with my sound engineering cunning, you won't be able to hear too much of it. But if it is there, hopefully you could still hear what I was saying. And so coming out over the next bit will be the 3 cards, the 5 card, and the 9 card divination. So watch out for them. And good people of the internet, as a child is crying in the background, may you be having a better day than that child, and may your best days be ahead. Be well.